This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, so we're talking about Travis Kelce. We'll talk about Matt Nagy and Steve Spagnuolo, who are both interviewing for the Titans job coming up in a bit. We all feel the exact same way about Travis Kelce. He has been the ideal member of the Kansas City Chiefs, on and off the field. He is arguably the greatest player of all time at his position. I mean, there aren't many people you even put in the conversation with him. At worst, where you have him at? Three? Like, he is unquestioned one of the best players in the history of the National Football League. He has done phenomenal things in the community. He is a great teammate, a great person, a great Kansas Cityan. We all love Travis Kelce. We are at a crossroads right now about what to do. Now, maybe we don't have to worry about this decision. And Travis Kelce makes the decision, I'm just going to retire. I would argue that's the best thing for everybody. If Travis Kelce wakes up in the middle of February and just decides, I no longer want to play in the National Football League, the Chiefs don't have to negotiate a contract with Travis Kelce or tell Kelce no. I would argue that that is the best possible thing that could happen. But my big point for the next 6 weeks as we are getting ready for free agency is, I just don't think that this period can be comfortable. And one of the things I'm picking up on the text line is, we just want to run it all back on offense basically without Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, they're going to bring their left tackle back. They're going to bring their right tackle back. They're going to bring the same offensive line back. The same quarterback is coming back. The same tight end. The same two wide receivers. And the plan is just replace Isaiah Pacheco with who at running back? That's the offense? I want them to do a little bit more than that. Like, I think the Chiefs now have a chance of taking the Nintendo cartridge out, blowing it, and really hitting a reset here. And one of the problems with their offense over the last couple of years or so is it has been centered around a tight end who is on the back half of his career, who is still a very productive player. No question, he is a productive player. I don't want to give Travis Kelce 100 targets next year. So if that's what the plan is going to be, and I haven't really seen anything to suggest that in Andy Reid's offense that's not going to be the plan, there just really wouldn't be a whole lot of room for me for Travis Kelce. Someone just texted this in, C-Dot, you better be careful if you're suggesting they mistreat Travis. You don't want to piss off 1-5. You don't have to mistreat Travis Kelce. He's a free agent. He's a free agent. Travis Kelce is not on the team. He's not under contract anymore. We're not bringing you back. We're not negotiating a deal. That happens everywhere. At some point, there is an end point. The Patriots got rid of Tom Brady at the end of his career. The San Francisco 49ers got rid of Joe Montana at the end of his career. The Dallas Cowboys got rid of Emmitt Smith. It is not a birthright that you finish your career or play for one team your entire career. In fact, there are way more examples of those kinds of individuals than the guys that stay on one team. You usually don't get to write your own story. I would say right now, there is an opportunity for Travis Kelce to write his own story. Sure, it didn't end exactly how you want it to. Also, really hard to do as an athlete. But right now, you don't have to let the Chiefs make a decision on if they want to bring you back or not. You make the decision. Some people on the text line are asking, from a salary standpoint, I'm happy to bring Travis Kelce back at the right price. Now, I understand Travis Kelce's financial situation is very different, but I also think you got to factor in we're talking about a pro athlete with an ego and a guy who at this point is making more money doing something else than playing football. That's probably not his number one revenue source. He's currently the third highest paid tight end in the league. George Kittle is number one. Trey McBride is number two. Kelsey's three, TJ Hawkinson is four, and David Njoku is five. What is a fair pay decrease for Travis Kelce? If you are with the camp, you are happy to bring Travis Kelce back. And I think that's a lot of people. Hey, I'm happy to bring Kelce back. What number are you comfortable bringing Travis Kelce back? And what number would you say is not disrespectful to Travis Kelce? You think Travis Kelce's taking a 50% pay cut? Is Travis Kelce coming back at $9 million next year? If Travis Kelce's willing to go from being the third highest paid tight end in the National Football League to the 17th highest paid tight end in the National Football League and get paid like Mike Gesicki, I'm happy to have that conversation with you about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He wants to come back. If you are happy paying Travis Kelce like he's Dawson Knox, we can have that conversation. I'm guessing if you're Travis Kelce, yeah, sure, you might come back. I might take a little bit of a pay cut, but I want to take a pay cut to like 12. That makes you the seventh highest paid tight end in the National Football League. I just wouldn't, if we're talking about a salary cap league and a limited amount of space, I don't know if I'm willing to spend $12 million on a 37-year-old tight end during the course of the season when I can, like, the money that you want to spend for Breece Hall, that's what Breece Hall will cost this year in free agency. The money that you're talking about giving Travis Kelce, you can get a Breece Hall. You can get a legitimate, solid wide receiver in his prime of his career at $12 million a year. That's where these decisions, I think, have to be tough, and you got to be willing to rip the Band-Aid off and not go get the 37-year-old, but go find the 25, 26-year-old that you can get at that same price.
See, I mean, these conversations are tied up in together. They're not just existing on their own. If you want to bring Travis Kelce back, I understand the why, and I respect the why. I really do. He was actually really good this season. I felt like Travis Kelce was going to have like a swan song, like fade off into the distance type of season. He was good. He was a good NFL tight end. Kyle Long on the broadcast you were watching yesterday kept saying, well, he's based on his stats, he still got juice left in the tank, still got tread on the tires, this, that, and the other. But then the question becomes, we're going to pay him. Because if he still has as much juice as CBS kept telling me yesterday and Andy Reid talks about, and if he's got that ump still and he's an 800-yard guy in the league, he's not taking one for five. He's not. He might take a hometown discount. That hometown discount is not, hey, Mike Gesicki's deal and I'm back. he's going to want to be paid like an NFL player, like an NFL player who's been in the league and the top of his game for 15 years. And I don't know the Chiefs can dole out the resources to do that this season. So if he's willing to take these, you know, whatever numbers the text line's throwing out, 5, 6.5, 7, yeah, we'd all be a proponent of Travis Kelce coming back. Is Travis Kelce going to go from $15, $16 million a year to 7 overnight? I don't know. I don't know that anyone takes a 50% pay cut just because they love their job that much.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess in this, like someone just says, CDOT, if he comes back, he's not coming back for the money. If he comes back, he'd play for free. I understand you loved football's a hard job. It takes me away from other things. If I'm going to do this, like most people, I want to be paid accurately and fairly based on what I think I'm worth. So if you're even suggesting that Travis Kelce take a 10% pay cut, which makes a lot of sense to me, Rob, him taking 10% less still makes him the fourth highest paid tight end in the National Football League. Like, that's what we're talking about. If you want Travis Kelce back, he would need to take a significant pay cut. I'm talking at least 50%. I'm just not bringing Travis Kelce back at $12 million. For next season, would you rather have Travis Kelce or Breece Hall? That's how much $12 million is. I'm not interested in paying Travis. I'm not interested in any 37-year-old tight end wide receiver at that price. The answer for me would just be a quite simple no. And someone on the text line says, CDOT, you're the only one that feels that way. Perfectly fine. I sat here every single week and you guys wanted change after change after change. Man, the change just doesn't need to happen on the sidelines. Man, some of the change needs to happen with the roster and the core of their team and how they function. Travis Kelce will always be important to the first phase of Patrick Mahomes' career. He is maybe the most important person to the first phase of his career. If we all agree that we are now going into the second half and the second phase of his career, then you got to be fully committed to doing that. And not looking back to those great memories of Jet Chip Wasp and the 13-second game against Buffalo, this is a chance for the entire organization to take a deep breath and start over and really evaluate what you need to do moving forward and to keep this thing rolling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.